Thursday night at Dvar Halacha. Shaila came up. Shaila was brought to me, so I said I would say it over tonight. So it might take more than 60 seconds. But you owe me a 60 seconds from last night. So, I'm pretty sure people are acquainted with the din that the Maaseh Yadayim of a woman belongs to her husband. Maaseh Yadayim is Labal. That's one of the schusim he has. What exactly Maaseh Yadayim are, whether it's household work or if she goes out to work, major shaila, that really we could talk about for hours. It's a whole sugya b'fnei atzmo. Whether it's a primary schus, or whether it's tachas mezonos, a secondary, so to speak, that's another shaila in the Gemara. Talk about that. But let's assume for a moment that that exists and that Maaseh Yadayisha Labayla. If it exists, it's not so clear that it exists whenever a woman goes outside the house to work. I think that's a special. Anyway, someone emails me, really, a shaila. It's a second marriage, getting married, so she wants the husband should be mistalek. If you learned, if acquainted with in Maseches Ksubis, the ninth perek, there's a siluk. The husband can be mistalek from the schusim he has from the woman. He wants to do it. So he wanted a nusach, like the woman wanted the husband to be mistalek himself from the Maaseh Yadayim. So I said, someone from England, rather, Besden there. So I said, I don't think it's a good way to get married. I don't think it's such a good idea. You know, why don't she just work and put in a joint account? Like, what's going on? So she said, you know, she's supporting her children from a previous marriage, and she wants to continue to do so. She wants to continue supporting her children with her money. And that's fine. Okay, I hear. So, and the husband's masking to just, you know, they want to formalize it. It shouldn't, you know, there shouldn't be problems in the future. So now, siluk, it's called, your mistalik from that schus, is relatively easy to do. You could do it by amir, you don't even need a kinyan, your mistalik from the schus. The problem is as follows, and this was the problem is that it's very interesting. You have to do it. There's other ways to do it that are more complicated and much more complex. But the simple way to do it, that the Gemara talks about, siluk, it has to be done between erusin and nisuin. If you do it before erusin, it's like it's not chal because there's nothing there yet. You're just planning on getting married, you know. So siluk has nothing but to be chal on. After nisuin, you already own it. You have it, and siluk doesn't help. You have to start with kinyanim, and it gets complicated. So now nowadays, there is no between erusin and nisuin, sort of. Right? They used to have erusin, which was a concept like engagement, although halachically it's much heavier than an engagement. Right? She becomes an eishes ish to erusin, but that was the musug of engagement comes from the concept of erusin. Then they used to wait usually a year. That was the average. And then they would get married in the suin. So you have like a year between erusin and the suin. Now you stand under the chuppah. You're already under the chuppah. Let's forget about the badekin. You know, I'm not getting into that. But you're standing under the chuppah and you say, I am a kodeshus liam. And like, boom, you're under the chuppah. Like, there is no between erusin and the suin. So I wrote out a nusuch. So I wrote out, I said, the husband should write out a ksav that he's misalik himself from the schus and the Maaseh Yadayim, and it should be chal between erusin and nisuin. I'm sure the erusin and nisuin are not chal b'vasachas. We just can't, like, there's no time frame really which we have, which is between. I guess you could, you know. I didn't think it would be nice if under the chuppah, you know, he says Erev Kadeshusly, and then, you know, he starts writing out a ksav of a siluk Maaseh Yadayim. I don't know what the photographer would get all for tumult, you know, he wouldn't know what's going on. So I just said he should write a ksav that he's misalek from Maaseh Yadeha, and the toikif of this declaration should be chal between erusin and nisuin. So, okay.